Welcome to High Energy Health, where together we explore the leading edge of wellness and happiness. I'm your host, Dawson Church. By choosing this time together, you're declaring your commitment to a positive mindset, elevated emotions, and a great life. Thanks for joining me for today's episode.
Hello, and welcome to the High Energy Health Podcast. My name is Amanda Wonderland, and I'm guest hosting for Dr. Dawson Church today. And I'm so excited to be speaking with Chloe Panta, who has written the book Untapped Magic, a really beautiful book that's been inspiring me so much. Let me tell you a little bit about Chloe before we dive in. She is a highly sought-after mindset expert and transformational coach who helps people achieve their ultimate life goals. She uses an evidence-based proven system with scientific data to support its effectiveness to help her clients overcome obstacles that are keeping them stuck in life. Chloe has been featured in numerous media outlets, including the Los Angeles Times, Newsweek, and Medium, and she lives in Los Angeles. You can find her online at chloepanta.co. So Chloe, I'm so happy to have you here today. How are you?
I am doing great, Amanda. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so excited to talk to you about this book. It's definitely given me like a new kind of activation and inspiration and reminded me of a lot of wonderful truths about the law of attraction and how we can really just tap in to the magic of who we are. So why don't you just start by telling me a little bit about your book, Untapped Magic, and what inspired you to write it?
Yeah, absolutely. So Untapped Magic, it is about how we can manifest things that we want to show up in our lives and how we can actually live a limitless life. So I know that, especially in the world right now, a lot of us feel as if things are difficult, they're tough, we can't achieve goals, we feel stuck in our lives. And I wanted to provide an outlet and a guidebook for people to take actionable steps, bite-sized steps, so that way they can actually have a plan of action to live the life that they want to live. And that's pretty much what inspired me to write the book. It's just a tool to help people who feel stuck. They may be doing well in life, but they're not where they want to be. Or maybe they've hit a glass ceiling in their career and they just don't know how to overcome that. I wanted to talk about how simple mindset tips and modalities can help people literally change their lives. And that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book and why I thought it was necessary to bring it out into the world.
It's full of like, it's full of so many beautiful quotes and so many exercises that you can take and actually put into action steps in your life, which I super duper appreciate because so often we can read books full of theory, full of philosophy, and yet we don't know how to actually sink our teeth into that and let it show up in our life in a new and profound way. So I really love that about the book. One of the things that I really love that you talk about is the authentic self. So what can you tell us about the authentic self and what advice do you have for connecting with it?
Yeah. So to me, our authentic self is the way that we were born. We were born whole and unscathed and we were perfect. We were exactly as we should have been. But as we go in this world and we experience life, we go through pain and experiences and trauma and we go through invisibility. And some of us may feel even marginalization, or we don't feel as if we can be who we really want to be because we're afraid of what others will see us as, and we're afraid of rejection and not being able to fully step into ourselves. So the authentic self is who we were meant to be as a whole, worthy, authentic being. When we peel back the layers of pain and shame and trauma and abuse, and we become who we were meant to be, without having feelings of embarrassment or worried about what someone says or thinks of us, because we know wholeheartedly our worth and our deservingness, and we fully step into that power. So that is what the authentic self is. And when we become that, we then no longer have the layers of pain and shame that have been built up over the years. we've shed those layers and we can fully step into who we were meant to be on an authentic, unapologetic level. So that is what that is. And I thought it was needed in the world to share that message and so that people can understand how to get back to their whole worthy selves.
I love that it's unapologetic. That's the most beautiful part. It's like our little magical inner child, that little magnetic part of us. I remember so clearly when self-consciousness hit for me, when I was aware that people were looking at me and judging me, and I started to really dim my light and started to try to fit some mold that I thought other people had created for me, and really started losing authenticity, really started putting attachment before authenticity, as Gabor Mate puts it, where you just become a people pleaser and you're no longer able to really achieve the life that you want because there's so much junk on top of that authentic self. So I love that you really talk about that in your book.
Yeah.
You also talk about, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Amanda, another reason why is because so many of us do that. So many of us are yes women or yes men, and we think that we have to conform or we have to do things to appease others, but we're really just hurting ourselves because we're stepping further away from who we were meant to be in this world and show up and actually be a beam of light. So I wanted to really emphasize our authentic self to help people realize that you are special and you can be what you want to be. But we have to be brave enough to step into that person and become that person, because that person is going to be able to allow us to live our life the way that it was meant for us to live.
And you talk about the difference between the ego and the authentic self too. So is the ego basically who we have become in order to appease other people? Is that the yes man and yes woman?
It depends. So the ego self, in my opinion, when I write about it in the book, is the part of us that allows others to kind of dictate how our life should go and what we accept because we think it's what we should do or what's right for us because it's how we are perceived to be in the world of others. But also it's because we're afraid to become who we really were meant to be. So our true self, we're afraid to be that person. So instead of being who we feel comfortable being, we're all alone and there's no one watching us, we're too afraid to be that person in the real world. So we have an egotistic self. Now, it doesn't mean anything about materialistic stuff. So it doesn't mean that, oh, you can't like high quality luxury aesthetics or things like that. It has nothing to do with the material world because we live in a material world. That's expected for us to want those things because it's available to us. But the ego part I'm talking about is the part that we're so afraid to let down our shield and actually showcase who we truly are because we're afraid of what someone else will say or think of us and how that will affect us long term. So that's the difference in what I would call the ego self versus us being our true self, not worrying about what others think or say of us, but knowing who we are and fully being cemented in that person, no matter what may happen or what shows up in our life, because we know who we are, we accept that fully and wholly, which I think is really important in this day and age. So that is what I talk about in my book, Untapped Magic.
Yeah. I love it. And can you talk a bit more about how the authentic self is related to magnetism and how it can attract what it is that you want into your life?
Yeah. When we're aligned with what we do, what lights us up, our passions, we're aligning to attracting more of that stuff because it's what we want to do in our life. If we're just simply working in a career or doing something for the sake of money or because it's something that we have to do, we were told that it's the best path for us, it's pushing us or pulling us further away from what we were meant to do in our lives. And it may not align with what we're trying to call in, whatever that may be. So when we align ourselves with doing something that becomes a passion for us, it doesn't have to be our full-time career. It can be a hobby, but as long as we're spending time doing things that light us up, we're actually magnetizing and drawing to us manifestations because we're aligning with what we want to do. We're on a vibrational frequency level where we're aligning our passions with what we want, and that's going to bring us more opportunities that are going to align with that. When we don't do that, then we simply are kind of repelling things because we're saying, well, I know I probably should do what I really want to do, but I don't have time for that right now, or that's not a top priority for me. So that's going to be pushed away. And instead of more joy coming into our lives, we may attract more stress because we want to do things because we think we have to, we should, or there's no other way around that. So that's kind of why in the book, I talk about ways to bring joy and cultivate abundance in our lives, even if it doesn't have to be a full-time thing for us, but to some way, in some form or fashion, have a hobby that at least ignites your inner being. And that way you can bring joy into your life in some form. I think it's important for us to have joy no matter what we do. We need to be able to cultivate a joyous life.
Absolutely. One of my favorite quotes is, it's not luck, it's alignment. So I guess in reverse, that could work with, it's not bad luck, it's misalignment. Things are not working out for you because you're not aligned with your authentic self. Yeah. You're not being true to who you really are. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a really important concept that you bring up.
Yeah.
And I know that you talk a lot about manifesting wealth and abundance in your mm-hmm. book, which I think is absolutely fundamental for people to start embracing and figuring out how they can do that from a really pure, authentic place. So what do you think is the most important thing that someone who wants to manifest wealth needs to know about money?
I would say the most important thing is not to focus on our fears about money. I think a lot of us think about what we don't have or how the money is not aligning in our lives, and that will only attract to us more of the things we don't want to see. So either less money coming in or unexpected bills or expenses or things not working out for us because we're so focused on what we don't have as far as wealth is concerned. But instead, I tell my clients, I tell my friends and family, if you really want to cultivate wealth, you have to ask yourself, well, what is the wealth going to do for me? Is that going to provide generational wealth for my kids? Is that going to provide a college education for my kids? Is that going to provide a vacation somewhere overseas once a year? What is it going to do? What do you want that to do for you? And then focus on the intention and the essence of what that wealth is going to call in. But more than that, focus on the joys of what you currently have right now. So even if you're not where you want to be financially, think about how grateful you are for having what you have, a house over your head, clothes, food. These are basic necessities that we all should be grateful for. But the reason I say this is because when we focus on these small things that we have and we give ourselves gratitude and we give ourselves grace, that allows for more abundance to come in because we are lit up by what we currently have and we're focused on that. And that energy will attract more of what we want, more abundance, more joy, more wealth, because we're focused on that. And a lot of us get so caught up with, you know, we don't have this or we're not going to be able to do this year. Let's not think about the can'ts or the won'ts or not able to's, and let's focus on this is going to happen for me, or I am just so abundantly wealthy. I know it's coming to me because I am expecting of this and I am worthy and I am deserving of it. We have to feel worthy and deserving of what we want. If we don't feel worthy of having anything or a certain amount of wealth, it's not going to come because we're not aligned with that level of wealth. Mm-hmm. So if we want to stay in alignment, we have to raise our vibes, which means focusing on what we currently have, even if we don't, you know, we're not where we want to be exactly, but just being grateful for that. And then on top of that, aligning ourselves with what we want. So what are we going to do when we get it? What does that trip look like, or the generational wealth? How does that align with our goals? So that's important. And that's what that means, is because I want people to understand that too many of us think about what we don't have, and it necessarily has to be what we currently have right now to grow our wealth and our joy, our abundance, our health, whatever we want. we have to think about in terms of what we already have and how that's doing in our lives right now in order to bring in more of that and to repel what we don't want.
Yeah. And so focusing on the can'ts will keep you from getting the cans. And that has a lot to do with limiting beliefs and how we can rewrite those beliefs. So do you have an example of a limiting belief that could be standing in the way of financial abundance and then how you could rewrite that for yourself? What's a practical tip?
Well, a lot of limiting beliefs, they stem from our childhood. They stem from an experience that happened to us. Someone said something, someone did something, we witnessed something, or someone instilled in us a belief that was theirs, and that belief became ours. It can be from our parents or a caregiver or anybody, a friend at school. And for money, it can be because you either didn't have the money growing up, or you were told that talking about money is not good because people are going to think bad things about you, or you have to keep the money hush hush. Or maybe you had a lot of money, but you weren't able to spend it on what you wanted because you weren't allowed to enjoy the pleasures of what the fruits of your labor brought for you. So you feel guilty spending the money. And because of that, these are limiting beliefs. What I tell clients, and also in the book, is that we first have to unblock in those areas that are keeping us stuck. So that can mean that we have to unblock by going back to that experience and asking ourselves, does this belief still align with me? Do I still feel that I'm not worthy or deserving of spending the money that I earn? Do I not believe that I can create more wealth in my life? And once we go back and ask ourselves those questions, we then have to rewrite those beliefs. So we have to focus on, what is the new belief now? What do I want to call in that I haven't been able to call in so far because I'm still blocked in this area? So does that look like calling in, I am worthy and deserving of being able to have a luxury aesthetic in my home? Or am I worthy and deserving of having a 5-star vacation somewhere once or twice a year? Whatever it is that, you know, you want to call in, call that in. But once you have that mantra or that new belief system written down and figured out, you then have to wholeheartedly believe and feel that it's going to happen and it's true for you. So knowing that what you're saying, it's not just words, but you actually know you're worthy and deserving of these experiences. If you're trying to call in a new career, do what you have to do to get there. Take the aligned, actionable steps and call in the new career. If you want to have the new vacation, take the new vacation. You'll find ways. Ways will come to you that will allow you to have that vacation. But I think so many times we get so caught up on what's happened in the past, we no longer focus on the moment and how we can take this present time to actually rewire the way that we think and call in new ways of thinking. So that is how someone can take an old limiting belief and change it into an empowering one to help them really call in wealth and abundance and just live an amazing life. So that is what I would say.
That's so exciting. I love that. It's like taking your power back from where we have given it away in our past, from where we have believed lies about our abilities and just inherited different beliefs from family systems, from culture in general, from anyone who told us that we can't have what we want. So I love that. And I also love that you talk so much about the difference between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. So I know a lot of times we can say these affirmations, but they're on a conscious level and our subconscious mind is not actually believing that. So we're going to go on a quick little break. But when we come back, I would love to talk more about how to get it into your subconscious mind that you have this magic to really tap into the life of your dreams and manifest everything that you're worthy of. So you guys are listening to the High Energy Health Podcast, and I'm talking to Chloe Panta today, who is the author of Untapped Magic. You can find more about Chloe at her website, which is chloepanta.co, and that's C-H-L-O-E-P-A-N-T-A.co. So So stay tuned. You're listening to the High Energy Health Podcast. My name is Amanda Wonderland. I'm guest hosting for Dr. Dawson Church, and we will be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the High Energy Health Podcast. This is Amanda Wonderland, and I'm speaking with Chloe Panta today, the author of Untapped Magic, really beautiful, inspiring book that will teach you how to manifest the life of your dreams, get beyond being stuck in your life, any blocks that you have, so that you can achieve your ultimate life goals. And just before the break, Chloe and I were speaking about the subconscious mind and how we can have all of these affirmations, but if the subconscious mind is not on board, we might still be a little bit blocked. So Chloe, what is the connection between the subconscious mind and the things that we're hoping to manifest in our lives, according to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So first, I want to talk about the conscious mind, because I want listeners to know, just in case they may be unaware, need a refresher on how our mind operates and how we actually manifest things into this world. These things are manifested either consciously or subconsciously, whether we're aware of them or not. We're constantly manifesting things in our life every single day. So the conscious mind is the part of our mind that is aware of what's happening. It is our conscious awareness. So we're having this conversation right now. We are consciously aware of each other. You're listening to this podcast. You are consciously aware of what you're listening to. But the subconscious mind, that part of our mind is like the long-term record keeper. It keeps everything housed in the subconscious mind, our memories, our experiences from a child, a baby, a teenager, up until the age of 25. All of our habits, our beliefs are housed in the subconscious mind. And this is where we manifest from, because this is where our manifestations come into fruition because of our belief systems. So in order for us to actually achieve what we want in this world, we have to change what our subconscious mind believes in order for us to see that in our physical reality. So that is why it's so important, besides saying amazing positive mantras, that we actually have to take positive aligned action to make what we want to happen in this world a reality, and what we don't want to happen to obliterate all types of negative thoughts and emotions, because they do show up in our lives. And they show up because we feel them, we think about scenarios of how they'll happen, and we focus our attention on that. And what we focus on, it does become our real world. So in order for us to start changing our focus to what we want, it's so important that we actually think about what we want to have happen in our lives, and then work towards making that a reality for us. So the subconscious plays a part, because whether you're aware of it or not, you're actually manifesting every single second. And where we are right now is in alignment with what we have done in the past that has brought us to our present moment in time. If we're not happy where we are right now, we have to focus on changing our belief systems. And that's how we'll be able to change the way that we see our world, and our perception will be different based upon that.
I love that. And as you change your belief systems, the universe will start mirroring that back to you, and you'll start noticing these beautiful synchronicities and everything aligning to match with you. So this feels like a good place to talk about frequency then. I'm talking about aligning with all of that. What would you say about frequency to the listeners? And what do you share in your book about keeping your frequency up?
So we operate in this world, it's made up of energy. We operate on an energy field. And what that means is we attract or we repel things from us because of our energy that we're emitting out into the world. That's why some people that have bad days, you can actually feel the bad energy, because you can just feel something's off with them, or they're not doing too well. But when someone is magnetic, they light up a room, they attract people to them because their energy, it's just amazing. And they have such a high vibe that you are attracted to that person because of the energy that they actually put out into the world. So when we think about in terms of manifesting what we want in this world, we have to think about in terms of where are we on the energy playing field? If we're trying to, let's say, call in a new career, are we aligned with what that new career is? Do we have what it takes to get that new career? If that's what we want in our lives. And if we're not, we have to meet the same energy field that the career is on. Does that mean getting a certification? Does that mean going back to school? Does that mean meeting with your senior leadership team to ask for promotion? What does that look like? So in order for us to get to what we want, we have to first make sure that our energy is on the same field that of the thing that we want. But also, we have to take the aligned, actionable steps to get to the thing that we want. And that's how we're able to raise our vibes. But also, again, going back to gratitude, when we take the moments and are grateful for what we currently have right now, and we are careful with our words, we no longer focus on the negative parts of our lives, and we focus on what we currently do have. We're able to raise our vibes because we're grateful for where we are right now. We don't have to be in our perfect end-all be-all place, but we're happy with where we've progressed so far, knowing that we have so far yet to go. When we acknowledge that, we then raise our vibes because we're in a position where we're wanting to allow in abundance. So that is how we're able to raise our vibes on the energy playing field and also attract what we want in this world and get more of that, get more of the good stuff, and then also repelling what we don't want to have or show up in our lives.
Yeah. So if someone's going through a hard time and can't even imagine raising their vibrational frequency, what advice would you give to them?
I would say you woke up this morning. You're alive. That's something to be grateful for, because no matter how small the gratitude is that you show, one positive emotion will obliterate 1,000 negative emotions. And we have to always remember that we're always constantly manifesting, whether we want to or not. We're constantly bringing things into our reality. So if we have a bad day, we all have bad days, but we woke up this morning, we're able to make this day a good day. We have the power to do that. No one has power over us to tell us what kind of day it is besides ourselves. So we can make that bad day a good day and focus on us being alive and us having another day to make it a great day. And that's what I would say to someone who's not doing so well, because I know it can be tough sometimes. We have to give ourselves grace. And we give ourselves grace by saying, you know what? You woke up this morning. You're here. And that's something to be grateful for.
Absolutely. I love that. So you can just start small, just little things. I always like to stay actively engaged and being inspired. So whatever that means for you, if that means keeping quotes around, if that means having a gratitude journal, if that means surrounding yourself with people that are in higher vibration so that you can enjoy their presence and be inspired by them and expanded by their ability to do that, then that's what we got to do. But it's one baby step at a time. It's just, it doesn't all have to be done, you know, in one fell swoop. So I love that. That's beautiful. Yeah. Awesome. We are going to take another commercial break. We're speaking to Chloe Panta today, who is the author of Untapped Magic, a really beautiful book that I highly recommend you go out and buy right now. And you can go to her website at chloepanta.co to go ahead and pre-order it. Is that right? Yeah. Beautiful. So it's chloepanta.co. And you are listening to the High Energy Health Podcast. We will be right back. Welcome back to the High Energy Health Podcast. This is Amanda Wonderland, guest hosting for Dr. Dawson Church, and we are speaking with Chloe Panta today, the author of Untapped Magic. It's a really beautiful book that has me all inspired, and I highly recommend that you go to her website to pre-order it now, which is chloepanta.co. And it will really help you achieve your ultimate life goals and work past anything that's keeping you feeling stuck in life. So, Chloe, I'm just curious about your journey and what brought you here to this point. Anything else that you would like to share with us about that?
Yeah, you know, I grew up in West Detroit. So this is a neighborhood that's in Detroit, Michigan. And I grew up in a bad neighborhood, a neighborhood that was tough. It was a place where I wanted to escape from. Now, I was raised by my grandmother, and they did an amazing job raising me and my brother. But we grew up in a neighborhood where I wasn't happy when we went home. We would always go to the suburbs to go shopping and spend our time and our weekends, but we'd come back home to a tough neighborhood where I just really wanted to get out of. And I wanted to know, well, how can I escape my reality? How am I able to leave where I grew up and then start a journey for myself that will propel me to live a better life? Now, my grandmother bought this house back in the 1950s when the neighborhood was amazing and there were no issues with crime. But as time went on, then things began to change and the neighborhood kind of went down in value and it just wasn't a safe place to live anymore. So that experience propelled me to really want to change my life and figure out, well, how can I live in a place where I feel safe and secure and protected? How can I do that when I don't really have the tools that are available to me to actually help me change? Because I'd read self-help books all the time. I'd listen to podcasts or watch shows and watch movies that were related to that. But I just didn't know at that time how I was able to actually implement or take action to make the things I wanted a real life for me. Because a lot of the things I was reading about were just think happy thoughts or say this mantra and that's it. That's all you do. Mm-hmm. But I realized, well, that's not all you have to do. So my life was getting better, but it just wasn't where I was able to fully grasp what actually is the law of attraction or how can I actually change my life? And it's stuck this way forever without having to go back. I always wanted to continue to progress and grow. And I just didn't know how to do that with the tools I had at this time. Now, this is back in my early 20s. So this is probably like 2010. So at this time, podcasts were brand new and, you know, just kind of like coming out on the scene. But I would listen to a lot of talk radio, serious radio, to kind of figure out, well, what are they saying? How can I implement what these people have done? And that kind of spiraled me to become a life coach. And I got my certification. I wanted to help other people and I wanted to help myself. And I wanted to be able to learn more about neuroscience and psychology that would allow me to not only grow my own knowledge, but to help other people who were like me to also have the tools and to know how they can help themselves as well. And that really propelled me to help other people. So I have been having a practice that has helped people from all walks of life change their mindset from one of poverty and impoverishment to one of abundance. And I think that the more of us that have these tools and this knowledge, the more of us can actually cultivate a successful life because we know what to do and we know how to do it. It isn't just some esoteric thing, but it's actually modalities and techniques that we can use to help us propel ourselves to live a much happier life. So that's my backstory. Since then, I've just helped many people and I've written this book, Untapped Magic. And my book is really what helps people to actually call in abundance. And it gives you concrete tips and actionable steps to actually do to help you get to where you want to be. So this book will give you the modalities, the techniques, and the tips. And also you have to do the work. But once you do the work, you can get to where you want to be in this world and achieve your goals. So that's my story.
I love it. And I love that you share all of this in the book and that it's just so approachable. You're so authentic and so vulnerable. And you talk about the giants on whose shoulders you were able to stand and learn so much. I love that you reminded me of Earl Nightingale on YouTube and 30-minute clip of The Strangest Secret and how you listened to it every day and it just changed your life, and that you had this wonderful role model, this workout buddy of yours who was able to really mirror back for you what you were capable of. So now, Chloe, you get to be one of those people that's inspiring all of these other people to reach their full potential. So yeah, that must feel amazing.
It does. And that came right on time for me. At that point in my life, again, early 20s, I was at a rock bottom where I had just felt like I lost everything. I was in a place that didn't have any furniture because I just wanted to escape so bad that I didn't have enough money at that time to even furnish my apartment, and I couldn't do it. And I refused to ask my mom or grandmother for help because I was at that point, I didn't want to have to become dependent, if that made sense. I was very much independent. I'm going to do it on my own. I don't want your needs, your help. And I was spiraling out of control. And just randomly, I was like, okay, I'm just going to browse on Craigslist, see what's out there. And I happened to find this ad, and I happened to meet this young woman, and she was 10 years older than me, but she taught me so much. And she was like a beacon of light and a mentor at that point that pulled me out of the dark. So yeah, I don't want to spoil anything, but the story is in the book, but she helped me to get on the path of where I am right now.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm so grateful for all the people who have done the same for me. And it's so exciting that you get to be that person now. So congratulations on this wonderful book. You guys, it's called Untapped Magic, and I absolutely love it. You can pre-order it now at Chloe's website, which is chloepanta.co. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman, and you will glean so many wonderful insights and practical tools, most importantly, for how you can really tap into this magic. So we are going to take a quick little break, and we will be back in a few moments to finish up our conversation with Chloe Panta. You are listening to the High Energy Health Podcast. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the High Energy Health Podcast. My name is Amanda Wonderland, and I am guest hosting for Dr. Dawson Church. And I'm having a wonderful conversation today with Chloe Panta, who wrote the book Untapped Magic, which will help you achieve your ultimate life goals and help you get unstuck if you're feeling like you can't quite get to those. So we're having a really great conversation right now, and I'm so excited to ask this next question. Chloe, tell us about the two kinds of thought energetics you write about in the book. And can you please give us an example of each? I love this. Thought energetics. Please tell us more.
So I coined this term, thought energetics. They're called lower thought energetics and then higher thought energetics. And the book gives you a full breakdown of what they are. But what these are is they are energetics because we operate on a field of energy that either pull us towards our goals or repel us from our goals. So an example of a lower thought energetic can be, I can never be fit, or I'll never find my perfect partner, or I'm never going to get a promotion. When we say things like that, we're actually attracting more of that. We might never find our partner. We'll never be fit. We'll never get the career we want because we don't believe it's possible for us to have, and we don't feel worthy of that. So lower thought energetics actually lower our energy field, and they attract more situations in our life that we don't want, such as random things happening, bad things that happen, toxic relationships, toxic work environments. Maybe you're in traffic one day and someone flicks you off. Because you're operating at a lower thought energetic field, you're now operating with other individuals that are also on that level. And because you're playing into that, this is what your life revolves around. That's why so many people are sad or depressed or they have trauma, because unknowingly to them, they don't know how to get out of that situation. So in order for us to overcome lower thought energetics, we have to switch our minds into higher thought energetics. Now, what that is, it's that's playing at a higher energy, field. And that can be, I love myself. I'm worthy of the perfect partner. I have the most amazing, beautiful body. I love my career, or I'm going to find the perfect career for me. I am happy every single day. I love my life. It's not only saying those things, but actually believing in them. And when we say these things, that becomes our world. Positive friendships, the perfect partner, the perfect body, having internal motivation to take care of ourselves. So having a healthy, happy body, having a healthy, happy life, because we now operate with people that are on that higher playing field. Mm-hmm. So all of our lives or whatever we do throughout the day, it's positive because we expect it to be. We know we're deserving of it and we're worthy of it. When we expect that to happen, that's what happens for us. So that's why it's so important to always operate as an LTE level. So as a low HD level, a higher thought energetic level, guys, not LTE. Then we're able to bring in what we want and call in the life that we want. So
yeah,
that's what that is.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I can literally feel the high energy coming from the higher thoughts. Like it's magnetic. I can feel it in my body. All my cells are lit up from it. So it's just super exciting what we are capable of just by using the energy and the power of our mind and beliefs. Incredible. So speaking of that, this concept of intention plus essence equals manifestation, I also found to be really profound. Can you tell us more about that too?
Yeah. And that actually leads me into that, because once we have the higher thought energetics, that can propel us to an equation that I actually created. It's called the intention plus the essence will equal our manifestation. And what I mean by that is our intention. So whatever it is we're trying to call in, that can be a better career, more money, a perfect partner, amazing health, whatever the intention is, we have to have the essence behind that. So why do we want more money? Is it just to be able to afford to buy a house in a good neighborhood for your kids? Is it to be able to afford to have college tuition for them? What is the essence, or what are the qualities or the principles of what that intention is going to bring to you? Once you have your intentions or your essences mapped out, once you have them mapped out, then you can bring in the manifestation. But it can't just be, I want more money. I want great health. That's great. But why? Mm-hmm. What is that going to provide you with? You have to have an intention and the essence behind that, because that's what's going to bring in the manifestation. And the reason why is because with the essence, you can feel what it's going to feel like to have it in your orb, right? So if you had a brand new house in a cul-de-sac behind a park, how would you feel? You would feel like, oh my gosh, I live here. I love my house. Like, this is amazing. You feel amazing, right? You feel safe. You feel secure. You feel protected. You want to feel the qualities of what the essence will bring to you, because that's going to quickly attract the manifestation. So when we think about our intention, we have to think about the essences and feel that, and that will bring us the manifestation, because we are putting the feeling into what we want to bring into the physical world. So
it's so juicy. I love it. I love it. I've also heard it called like feelingizations. So you can sit there and visualize all you want, but until you actually get that feeling into your body, that sense of, I am the luckiest woman in the world. Would you just look at my life? Like, that feeling just bubbles up in your heart space, and that's what brings it about. And I love how you put that into an equation for everyone to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. So we are almost out of time for this show. I'm a little bummed because I'm really enjoying this conversation with you. It's such a beautiful book, Untapped Magic, and you can buy it at any bookseller, any place that you would buy books. But if you go to Chloe's website, chloepanta.co, chloepanta.co, and you pre-order, then you get access to a free workshop to overcome limiting beliefs. So I highly recommend that you go that way if you want to get a little extra value in there. Chloe, it's been such an honor to speak with you today. Thank you so much for putting this together. I really love that you talked about teaching a man to fish and they will be able to eat for their lifetime. And so that's what she's doing in this book. So if you guys are hungry for some inspiration and for some practical tips on how you can really live the life of your dreams and manifest using the law of attraction and mindset, then I highly recommend that you check out Untapped Magic. Thank you so much, Chloe. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Amanda. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And you have been listening to the High Energy Health Podcast. And as I always say, stay actively engaged in being inspired. We'll see you next time.